Hancher Auditorium's walls begin falling to demolition crews this morning, 5 years after the Iowa River's muddy floodwaters surged over the stage where the world's best dancers, musicians, and thespians once performed. Demolition crews have been working inside since early summer. Since the 2008 flood, the University of Iowa has spent nearly $2 million using 500,000 gallons of propane, meeting FEMA requirements and keeping the building climate controlled. Even now, FEMA is designating $200,000 documenting Hancher's demolition because it's historically significant architecturally. Crews are recycling the demolition rubble, maybe even some of it into the new 1,800-seat Hancher being built on nearby higher ground. But today, one last curtain call. After opening in 1972 and hosting audiences for 36 years, Hancher itself is on stage, the University of Iowa designating a viewing area as walls begin falling at 9 this morning. For many of those spectators, it's an emotional final bow. In Iowa City, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.